morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. This morning, this rainy morning, it's Thursday, the time is now 9:09, and we're here at the studio. My name is Roy Peretz, and I'm just going to introduce my guests here, not my guests, actually my friends here. First of all, we've got from 96 Centon Drive, operating Top Cash, Liel Rimon. How are you, Liel?
Good morning. I'm great, despite the horrible day that is going on outside. I hope it will get better.
All right. No, it's not horrible. It's just raining.
And we need rain.
Yeah, we need rain, but it's February, and it's been raining. And, I mean, like every year, February will... Yeah. So, River Weekend doesn't look like that rivery.
Rivery.
It doesn't look that rivery. Yeah. What can I say? Peter.
Yes.
We got with us Peter Feldman. How are you doing this morning?
Fine. A little wet. But we got here. Yes, the traffic was incredible. You couldn't see a few feet in front of you because everybody was jostling for position. The taxis were also involved, going on the wrong side of the road.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it.
But
I'm shocked.
Do you remember that? Video with a guy with a bike that stopped?
Yes.
So now two guys stop another taxi like that. They just blocked him and they didn't let him go. They must have the whole day. I would stay there.
It happened in Rivonia as well. The guy was blocked. For 5 minutes, they sat looking at each other.
Yeah, they didn't let him go.
They didn't let him go. 100%.
Trevor Noah said in one of his shows, he said, I used to be a taxi driver. You really used to be a taxi driver.
Was he?
Yeah.
Right.
And he said, listen, there's nothing you can do about these guys. Just
accept it.
Accept it. Mind your business. Try to.
But acceptance brings. Yeah,
I know, but
what he says, but he's still not a big philosopher and thinker. I mean, he's only a comedian.
No, I didn't say he's right. I'm just saying the perspective. You can't really fight them. They don't care about you.
They don't care about anybody.
And the police...
Because they don't respect the law.
And the police is also not doing anything and...
They're scared.
Trying to avoid, yes? So...
Yeah, you know what, this
How many incidents has there been, Roy, where guys have been, with weapons, with guns, and they don't mind coming out and confronting you?
The other day, Roy put a video on Facebook of a police stopping a taxi and starting taking out people.
Ridiculous. It was 31. I counted 31. I don't know.
Saw the video from the beginning. There was another 20 in the beginning.
Where were they? In the exhaust pipe?
I don't know. There was proper. There was like...
There were 31. 31.
It was 31. Did you
31,
count?
31, yeah.
31 people came out of one taxi.
I think it was...
Remember those competitions I used to have where they tried to squeeze as many people as they could into a mini?
Into a Beetle.
Yeah, remember?
Yeah. Yo.
There was like to raise funds for a college. They used to put all these college students in the Beetle. They also had a mini. They also tried to squeeze as many people as they could.
It is, you know what, thinking about it.
Yeah, but it's not
ridiculous.
Funny, listen. It's really not funny. I'm saying in Europe, for example, if you're a public transport driver, you have a responsibility. You're not only driving yourself or people you know. You are giving a service. You have a responsibility. That's the most responsible job that someone have as a driver.
You're entrusted with
and
other
these people
yes.
are, and that's why in a normal country in Europe you get about 300.
Hold on a second, retract a little bit. In a
normal country,
yes.
Your question.
I said in Europe.
First world country, you mean?
No, I know the numbers in Europe. That's why I'm saying in a normal country in Europe you get between 300 and 400 people. Dying from accidents, from car accident a year. Here, you get it in a week.
It's not funny.
It's horrible.
You know, my sister and I came from Australia.
Yes.
From Sydney. She says, the difference between the people here and in Australia, you respect the law over there.
And respect people's lives.
That's right. And
otherwise,
here,
the law will not respect you.
Absolutely.
And they'll put you in jail. And here...
Nothing. Because you know, nothing will happen. You're in jail. You know, you walk in, you get bail and you're out. You say, I'll do it anyway.
Not only doing something like an accident and killing people. Very easy stuff like not obeying the law of the road and not respecting the other drivers around you. In other countries, they will stop you and they will give you a fine. After two fines, they will take your license away.
And if they catch you driving without license, they go to jail. You go to jail. It's not a joke.
It's fines, tens of thousands. It's not funny.
I don't know. I think here is the situation is people don't have jobs. People are just living in the mud anyway, so they don't really care. It's like a careless thing. I mean, think about it. How many murders there's here a day? You know, calculating last year's murder, whatever they advertised the murder rate, we had 51 murders a day on average.
There was that terrible story a couple of days ago of the seven-month-old baby that was killed by someone's boyfriend. Ooh. It was murdered. Attacked with a garden rake.
Crazy, yeah.
I don't know. I can't get my head around that.
No, that's not.
It is ridiculous. You know, this morning we had a plan to get Andre the hypnotist, and apparently he had something to do.
He had a job last night. He also has earned a living, and it was out of town. Oh. And it's about 2 hours to get back from where he was. He was in the town of Rates. And unfortunately he can't do, but we're trying to organize to get him here probably next week. I'm just waiting for his agent to come back to me, and we should have him in the studio and he can hypnotize our listeners. And
I you know, let me tell you, he was quite hilarious. I must say, and, I would like, you know, my show, I like to promote people that are nice. It was just
entertaining.
Really,
you know, Roy, most of the people you invite onto your show are nice people.
But
do you agree with that?
I think Roy's trying to
I agree most, not all.
Roy's trying to bring people that will be informative, but also will be entertaining. Yeah, because that's what people want to listen to, not to heavy stuff.
I think so.
About
psychology.
Exactly.
Or the politics. Exactly. Or religion.
Exactly.
The subjects that we don't want to touch on the show. Right, Roy?
Psychology is nice. I love psychology.
Yes. You're a bit of a psychologist yourself.
Me?
You no, have to be in the sort of work you do.
He's psycho.
The logist is the other guy.
The logist.
I'm a psycho. The other guy is a logist.
His twin brother got the logic.
So let me tell you what's happening in our business. We can summarize our businesses. People ask you, how interesting is your business? So interesting. I always say, you know what? It is interesting. It's just that that I have to. Yeah, somebody come to me. He thinks about 2 weeks before he comes to me. How can I come and scam Roy? And I supposed to, within 10 minutes, sort him out and scam him back.
Scam him up.
Yeah, that's about summarizing.
What's interesting about your job, Roy, is that every day you don't know what's going to happen.
You can never know.
Amazing.
You can never know.
Because you don't know who's going to come through those doors, what object, what they want to sell you. You know, it's amazing that you have to deal with all these different people.
Crazy, yeah?
It is crazy.
You know, I wanna respect the rain, so I know last night I put this song, but I have to put it again. It's just a nice.
Now you cut it in the middle, so well
I did.
Done.
Oh, all right. Believe it or not, Rod Stewart playing Creedence
Clearwater Revival
song. Yeah,
it's a classic song.
Really beautiful, and it's really for today. Yeah,
it is good.
The rain, the rain, the rain, the rain.
Rain, rain.
Rain, rain, you know, there's a Kishman Tuch, there's a rain,
the
rain.
River.
So what are we were talking about Eskom, so this morning, I just got SMS that we're not going to have power till 12:30. I mean, how ridiculous is that? Why don't somebody come in and say, you know what, guys, or a group come in and say, why won't we give enough money to Eskom to produce electricity, and like this is going to save our country, because without electricity we don't have revenues, without revenues we cannot do nothing. And the other guy was saying, you know what, anyway, the country, all the revenues the country were generating goes to the receiver of revenue that's controlled by the ANC. They take the money to home, so what's the difference? I mean, why do we even pay taxes? Why do we even do that? I'm not saying don't pay taxes, God forbid. I mean, but why that part of the country can pay taxes and the other part don't? Why?
Well, if you've got unemployed people and they've got no money, how do they pay taxes?
Okay, take this on one side. But why the private vendors, for instance? I mean, if you walk through Johannesburg town, I mean, when is the last time you've been in Johannesburg town?
The center, I haven't been there for years.
All right. But if you walk through the, it's not highly recommended.
I know.
It's not even a little bit recommended.
You need a passport to get into certain areas of Johannesburg.
So this is like little Nigeria.
It is like Nigeria, and so, then you have another area in Uganda and Rwanda.
There you go. So you know better. So when you walk through there or drive through there, you'll see there's a lot of vendors. I guarantee you, I put my Uber on the block, and I'm telling you now that none of them paying taxes.
And never mind. I can tell you from experience, not one of them is registered as a VAT.
Here you go. Registered as VAT. I'm sure the people that register, if they register as VAT, is just to play the system and take rebates. And
nothing. Nobody knows about them. It's it's unseen businesses.
It's ridiculous. So it's probably ridiculous.
Basically, half of the country is working without any paperwork.
Not half, much more than half.
Much more than half.
Look, you got, I mean,
but again, what percentage it is out of the economy?
Oh, I don't know if it's a huge percentage out of the economy, because the most of the economy is run by very good big companies. So-called white
Eskom.
Monopoly capital. Slogan?
No,
made,
I thought
you're
talking about Eskom, SAA.
No, Eskom, SAA, and
SABC, great companies.
Great companies. SABC. All of them are. Yeah, SABC. Yeah. SABC is on its knees. That's it. I don't think there is anymore SABC. Yeah.
I don't think they have a knees anymore.
They finished their knees as well.
they have no money. It's as simple as that.
Like everybody else.
So
after they took billions and billions and billions of rents from the government.
They milked the cow properly.
Yeah.
The money, there is no more.
The money is finished.
Yeah.
And then they're crying, help us. You know what I mean?
And somebody has to help them.
In Hebrew you said sometime the party is over. You know.
Yeah. Say it in Hebrew.
Lifamim ha-chagiga nigmeret.
Sometimes the party is over.
Put it to us, music.
Yeah,
sing it. It's a song. Yeah, but
is
not
it
now? Velifamim
ha-chagiga nigmeret.
You didn't tell
it, Leo. Here you go. So
the only way to do
You know, today's Valentine's Day. Did you?
I
know
was
that?
Waiting for you to say something.
Yeah.
I've seen you such a romantic
character. Valentine,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. So
do you have something, a nice love song to play? Something nice? Or haven't you thought
for
about
who?
It? For all our lovers out there. For
hold on a second. First
who
of
you
all,
love.
It's
yeah.
a not
who do you love?
I love my kids.
Why you think about it too much?
But it's not Valentine's.
It's Valentine's Day. Just say
romance in the air.
I love my job. Oh, I really do, I must say. I must be one of the luckiest persons on earth to love his job, don't you think?
Yes, you've got to have a passion, Roy.
Roy, I must tell you, only 10% of the world population do the job that they like.
How do you know that?
The 90s, they have to do it. 90%, they have to do it. But 10%, now if you like what you do it better.
More than that, they say, if you love your job, you don't work a day in your life. Think about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so right.
Think about being.
Okay, you know what they say.
I hope not everybody's listening, but think about being a porn star. Right? You're gonna love your job,
You'll be surprised.
I will.
You say think about it. I think about it the whole time.
Roy, you know, I write for a living. So they say that writing is 99.9% 99% perspiration and 1% inspiration.
Perspiration?
Yeah, because it's tough sometimes, you know, writing something and putting it out there.
It's frustrating if you don't get everything right.
It's very frustrating, you know.
Is it?
It's hard.
Tough out there, yeah.
What can I say? You know what, guys?
Yeah, I remember grade one when I learned how to write. It was very frustrating.
Did you learn how to write in grade one?
I'm still learning, yeah. My teacher said then that I have potential, so I still believe her.
We believe her. We really do believe her. Shania Twain, Ron Friends, the time is now 9:31. What do you say, Shania?
Did you know that Shania Twain was once married to a South African producer named Mutt Lange?
Shame.
Much longer went overseas and discovered Shania Twain. She's not married to him anymore. They divorced many years ago. But that's an interesting bit of trivia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right, all right. I mean, she married South African. It's a big thing.
It's a big deal. He became a huge,
and the big question
producer.
Is, Roy,
yeah?
Do you feel like a woman?
I feel like a woman.
He doesn't look like a woman.
Yeah, but to be honest with you, you know... No, we're not going to say that. It's still a morning. I mean, we'll wait for the evening show.
Let's start with shaving your chest.
Oh, baby.
Look a little bit more feminine.
Roy, do you like food?
I have to have food. Yeah.
It's part
we
of
have
your
to eat,
lubricant.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Pick and Pay, Norwood Hyper have been these pocket specials. Saving, and it's just for you. They've got Pick and Pay, Kosher O, Kral, Wurst. Per kilo is sizzling at $79.99 per kilo. They've got Pick and Pay Kosher Roasted Barbecue Chicken, are a sizzling $89.99 per kilo. You got P&P, it's Pick and Pay Kosher Lean Mince. It is very versatile at $89.99. You got Kosher Chocolates or Ginger Slab Cakes, and they are very sweet, at $19.99 each. These specials are exclusive to Pick and Pay Norwood Hyper and only while stocks last. Pick and Pay Hyper Norwood, the best place to shop when you want to buy a lot. There you go, Roy.
That's amazing. It's amazing. Like, how much savings you can do.
You can do, yeah.
But you know, think about it. If you don't buy, you're going to make even bigger savings.
If you don't eat, you really
yeah, 100%. You know this guy that tried to, he was training his horse not to eat, and he was...
I was going to tell that joke. Yeah,
tell me.
He was training his horse not to eat, and you know what? He, the first day he gave him like his normal food, and the next day he cuts it for half.
He reduced it to half.
And just about like 3 days he didn't give him food, and the horse was still all right. I mean, then he died. Jesus, man, I almost trained him not to eat, and now he dies on me, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, like you said that the greatest saving is not to eat at all.
Yeah.
It's like my doctor said that death cure 99% of all diseases.
100%.
What did you say? Death.
Death.
Yeah. When you're he's clear. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Alles
goodbye. You still, he said 99%, so you still have some.
Alles is goed.
When the voice is.
You like it, Roy?
I like it.
You admit Afrikaans.
Afrikaans, yeah. Afrikaans, you know, you come to South Africa, and, I know, we're going to talk about that.
Come on.
No, because it's a breakfast show, we can't talk about that. Because,
but
the kids are in school, actually. The kids are in school.
You
don't
hope?
They? I mean,
we had a notification that there's going to be load shedding from 8 this morning until 10.
061-891. What is it? 061-895-1019. Come, give us some replays. Last night we were talking about what names that in 9 months' time you're going to have a lot of kids made. Am I right? So a lot of kids were newborns will be born because of the load shedding. Because of the load shedding that now. I understand. And, so what are you going to call them? And we had some beautiful names. I must say people say, call the one Duchemesh, which is Giza.
That was the boy. What was the girl?
The girl was, what was the girl?
There was Jenny, Generator.
Jenny, Generator, yeah.
And then
Nell, which is Kendall.
Morrison
was the best.
Was the best.
So yeah. Morrison was, what song was?
It was from the Doors.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Yeah. So this Morrison. Is, Morrison and,
we had great names. If you have other names, please
submit.
It was very entertaining last night.
And we gave movie tickets to those ones that gave us
the
names.
That's right. So I will contact them. I have the movie at Mobicodes.
So yeah. Peter will contact you and give you the Mobicodes. And, so we laugh on that situation, and thank God that God gave us,
a sense
of humor, because otherwise I cut my throat. I mean, knowing in the evening that you have to, you know what, from our perspective, and, what do you think? I mean, after being married for a long time, I'm not going to talk about that. You come back home and you see there's no lights.
Today.
Okay. Yeah.
Today, it's much, much easier.
What?
You have an app on your phone. You have mobile data. So you're just going to order food home quickly because you can't cook. And then you take your iPad or your laptop and you're going to watch Netflix. And you know, listen,
it's
not that bad at home. The economy. that's something else.
Yeah, but what,
the economy cannot watch Netflix on the iPad. They need to work.
You know, you get to a certain age and you think, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Let's say tomorrow, I will fall ill. God forbid, I'll fall ill or something. What will happen to me, to my life? Am I supposed to work to the last day of my life and to support myself? Because in a normal economy, in a first world country, you go and buy yourself, slowly you save, you buy property, you buy another property. Normally properties are what keeps you alive, later in life, when you in your 80s, 90s, whatever. So, but in South Africa, you bought property, especially, I hope you didn't buy, open land, because if you did buy open land, then these comes those EFF and settle there on your land, and all your investment is gone. You think you're going to buy a flat here and there, and you're going to put somebody there for rental, at least to have some sort of income in the days that you cannot work anymore. And here comes somebody that doesn't pay your rent and cannot move, and you cannot move him, and our system actually support people like that, support outlaws by giving them the time of day, and you have to be. I mean, when you go to court and trying to evict a person, you become the criminal and they're the victim. So how does it work? I mean, really, how does it work, guys?
It works.
Please explain to us.
Well, I can tell you, as I said before, about the taxi drivers.
Yeah.
No respect for the law.
Yeah,
and
but
it's the same thing with the tenants in the flat. You can get a court order, and this was in a paper in Soweto to happen. A guy bought a house, he got the court order to move the tenant doesn't want to move.
It was a carte blanche. And when they moved him, he moved back. And what can you do?
And where is the respect for the law?
No, there's no respect, definitely.
Thank you.
There's no respect for the law. So there's no respect for the law. I don't know, but what do you suggest? What can happen here? What can we do to help society? And you know what? Sometimes you feel lonely. You say, you know what? I'm sitting in a red robot and I'm standing up the red robot because it's red and I respect the law. But you see all the others moving and you're still staying there. And that's the way it feels with the country. I mean, it feels like we are the only ones that are paying the taxes. We are the only ones that are staying there. And the rest are yours.
You know, what I would like to say, you say, what can be done? First of all, it must be ridiculously, the law must be enforced. In other words, the people, like the mafia, you don't respect them, you fear them. The same thing with the law, with the government here. You don't respect him, fear him, be afraid. Something will happen. Then it will change the people's mind.
Yeah, it's all a matter of attitude. The country, we as South Africa need to change our attitude.
But how do you do it? Only if people start respecting something, and being afraid that something will happen to them, then they will stop doing it.
I wish I had the answer for that.
I wish I had the answer too. We go to the advertisers, come back now. I don't think it's the end of the song. I think there's something extra. I told you there's something extra here.
Hi.
But anyway, maybe it was advertising after the song and I tried. So yes, Trevor, I am playing, Mother Mary, but it's not Mother Mary. Mother Mary was, let me explain to you. So there was one of our listeners that told us the other day that when I played once Beatles Let It Be, and he says, how can you play? They're talking about Mother Mary, because they're talking about Mary, but apparently Mary was Paul's mom. That's why he called his Mother Mary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk to us, advertisers.
This year at Sinai Encore, Hollywood scriptwriter and arguably the funniest and deepest Sinai speaker yet, David Sachs, talks parenting, culling from personal stories and experiences growing up in New York and raising children in Hollywood, California. All this and so much more at this year's Sinai Encore. Book now at sinai-indaba.co.za or CompuTicket for Cape Town on the 24th of February, Durban on the 27th of February, and Johannesburg on the 2nd and 3rd of March. Seats are limited.
Thank you so much, Peter. So what I'm trying to say is that we, sitting here in South Africa, we still living good life and whatever. We may have still making money, everything's still going for us, but what do we do for our future? I mean, if you've got any answers for that, try 0618951019. Give us some answers. We don't have much time. We've got about 10 minutes to go.
Yeah. These elections a couple of months from now.
8th of May.
I wonder why did they change it to May?
Why not?
No, I'm just wonder, because it was traditionally in April.
April, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they need more time to...
to screw things up.
Basically, yes.
Yeah.
Let's go and vote and change. Will it help?
Definitely. For my opinion, a person that doesn't vote is actually...
He doesn't have a leg
to stand on, and he cannot complain. You cannot complain and do nothing.
If you don't take part.
You have to take part. I mean, you know, I say, yeah, it's nothing. And you know what I heard recently? Another Chochem, he says, now the elections are...
Boba Mais, eh?
No. Chochem, another clever guy. He said that elections are rigged. That's why I don't go to vote. You know what? You go to vote. If it's rigged, it's rigged. You go vote. No matter what you vote, at least you've done your bit to maybe make a change. Make a difference. Mm-hmm. If you sit at home, you don't vote.
You have no room to complain.
100%. Don't complain.
Yeah. Every change starts with a small step. So if you sit at home and do nothing, nothing.
Is that an original thought?
Of course. Not mine, but one step, of course it was original.
You start with one step.
Every
Isn't
change.
Isn't that the AA
I don't know. That's,
yeah. I don't know either.
I haven't been there yet.
Not yet. But
not
you,
yet.
No, they're asking him to go.
They're dragging him, yeah. Screaming and shouting. But he says, I don't drink. The only thing I drink is water.
No, so they told me, start drinking.
And then you can join the club.
Then, yeah.
It's not funny. Sorry.
Okay.
You know,
change the subject.
I tell you something. So with the rain right now, but there's no lights, and what are we going to do over the weekend? We can't go to the river because it's going to be rainy.
There's no soccer either.
There's no soccer either. What do we do?
Roy got withdrawal symptoms.
Netflix. We talked about Netflix.
No, but hold on a second. But hold on a second.
Netflix and chill.
Before you go to Netflix, you know, there's no soccer. There's no that. You have to sit at home alone with your wife. Think about it, guys.
Is that a crisis?
I'm going to let you guys to decide.
What's a crisis?
Maybe this is the real Valentine, you know, sitting with your wife by yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying anything, but alone with your wife.
So bring a couple of guys in and girls, of course. And
play
friends. No, and then you feel like you're in the river. Look outside the window,
you'll see the river.
You'll see the river.
The river running
you'll
down your
with
street.
Your friends. Yeah. Roy is a big hero, but every weekend he spends the weekend with his wife. Yes, I know in the river there's a lot of guys, nice guys, and you guys all together.
Yeah.
But you spend the weekend with
Roy,
your wife.
Do you ever play
every
cards?
Every wife.
Clubby ass and all
I
that.
I can't.
I love cards.
My wife plays cards all the time.
I love poker.
Okay. No, she plays, Bridge. Oh, there's the Jewish Remy, Kaluki.
Oh, yeah. Kaluki, yeah.
You know, Kaluki is, yeah. So it's like
or
a Klabias. Champion.
Klabias. Yes. Yeah.
I don't know that. And you know what? I'm not trying to, I never played cards. Never. I don't know.
I like Remy.
Remy. Yeah. I used to also play Remy. Remy is nice. But very social, you know.
Social?
Yeah.
Social, you sit with...
I don't know. Like, I remember when I was young, I was doing with the idea of making a club for a strip poker. Yeah, that's
yes.
Nice. That I was toying with the idea.
Only boys. That's a problem.
Yeah, and they're not the pretty boys.
Moshe, yeah. You used to have a bridge club.
Yes,
you remember?
Yes.
Yeah, Eitan also used to go to the bridge club.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, a lot of people that go to bridge club. I tell you, that's people that stop having. All right, I'm not going to talk about
it. Where that's
going,
Roy. Yeah. You sure they stopped? I don't know if they ever started.
Guys,
let
it's weird.
Let me ask a question. Yeah. Liverpool played tonight.
No, Liverpool is playing on
next
Tuesday.
Did you watch the match last night?
I watched the match last night with Tottenham. 3-0 against Dortmund. And Dortmund is better than, Dortmund is better than Bayern Munich right now.
Listen.
Yeah, but Bayern Munich has a lot of experience.
Every game to its own.
Yeah.
We need to concentrate. But Tottenham were great yesterday and
3-0.
The day before Manchester United were great. So
they were great. They lost.
Yeah, they were great
for
us.
We are one man's United supporters.
Let me tell you, Tottenham don't mind. I really don't. I actually like Tottenham.
I like Tottenham. Yeah, good Jewish too. Club.
Yes, yeah. But even Man United is Jewish club. Eh?
Yeah.
And you know, Moshe, you know, is my neighbor. Neil Andrews.
Oh, Neil, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
He's a presenter.
He was a presenter on a TV last night.
He's still a presenter. Yes. And he's a big Tottenham supporter.
I know. Is he? And he's also, like Michelle, he's also owns racehorses, I think. He owns racehorses. He's very involved with the horses.
I know.
I've met him several times.
He's my neighbor. So we're meeting in the local barber, and we're cutting our hair at the same place. And
he's gone totally bald.
And shopping and stuff like this. I see him quite a... No, he's bringing his kids. Come on.
He's a nice guy.
He's a very nice guy. Yeah. We have some chits.
I do. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Ooh, baby.
Right.
Do you remember that one? The Animals. So we're finding out if the lead singer died or didn't die.
I don't know.
You know, all day.
Yeah, but then we moved to Mick Jagger and Keith Richards.
Yeah, but Keith Richards, I mean, believe it or not, I mean, he had more drugs. I mean... I don't know. I think it was like heroin and everything he did.
And he buried all these guys that much younger than him.
He was crazy. I interviewed him once when the Rolling Stones were in South Africa. And I said, where do you get your inspiration? He looked at me and what he was thinking deeply. And he says, well, we all have an antenna that comes out of our heads. And at what floating around in the universe you attract, you bring it down and there's your song. And I don't know what he was smoking that day.
Well, it wasn't smoking, let me tell you. That's proper heavy drugs. I have to go to that last advertiser. Let me come back in a sec. Thank you for being with us. It's a time to say goodbye and say goodbye for this weekend. It looks like I'm going to say goodbye to the weekend as well. And let's hope it's not going to rain the weekend. I don't mind if it rains the whole week. And let's hope we're going to have lights. Hopefully we're going to have light.
Yeah.
I mean, believe it or not, we are in a stage of where we're praying. We're praying for the light.
To
the light.
We need the light.
Yeah, you know.
We need to look for the light.
Yeah, you know.
Let it be light.
Yeah, let it be light. Yeah, but from the other hand, would you believe that actually you sit in the hospital and you're just busy dying and the doctor says to you, and you say, I see the light. I said, no, don't go to the light. All right, guys. To you and Eskom, let's have a very, very good Shabbos. Good weekend from all of us. And take care of yourself.
Cheers.